What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you today?
I am feeling inspired. How are you feeling, Tim?
Ha! I'm inspired now.
Two episodes in a row, we went over the heads on the intro. If you're new to the Positive Truth and you haven't read the title somehow, we're doing inspirational stories, positive news stories to inspire you about the world around you and inspire you to do good on your day-to-day. We hope everyone listening is doing amazing. Before we get to our two inspirational stories, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Tell your friends about the positive news that we share here on the Positive Truth podcast as much as we can. Bars, Kendrick Lamar. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
Today, my inspirational story is about Ed Dwight. And in 1961, he actually hoped to become the first Black astronaut to enter space. So John F. Kennedy, the president at the time, sent him a letter asking him, hey, I want you to enter this program so you can enter NASA's astronaut corps. Of course, when he got the letter, he was like, nah, man, you guys are crazy. He threw it away. He had no idea what this was, but he didn't think they were actually targeting him or talking to him. That this is whenever his uppers came up to him and was like, hey, we really want you to do this. So right then and there, he decided, all right, I'll enter this training program. He ended up completing the training program, and then he was recommended by the Air Force to join the corps. That's whenever he decided, all right, I'm going to do this. And once he joined JP, he said it was miserable. He felt discrimination. He felt like he didn't have an opportunity to ever get to space. So that's whenever years go on, he decides, all right, I'm going to enter the civilian life. He enters the civilian life. And this is whenever he turned his passion, that dream that he once had, he turned it into something else, something positive. He turned it into art. He has over 130 art pieces in museums and exhibitions all throughout the United States throughout this time. Now, he's 90 years old, JP, and he just got a phone call to become an astronaut in space. So if you guys have not heard of Jeff Bezos, he has an organization called Blue Origin. Blue Origin is a space exploration company, and it sent over 22 successful commercial flights into the atmosphere. Some of the most famous passengers include Jeff Bezos himself, Michael Strahan, and William Shatner. This is going to be amazing for him because he had this dream in 1961. It's now 2024, and that dream that was dead, that was not in the back of his mind at all, is now alive, all because of Blue Origin today. And I thought the story was really awesome because for Ed Dwight, he had a dream that, you know, he didn't think was going to be a possibility, but he had a little spark inside of him and he transformed it into art. And then out of nowhere, because he stayed relevant, he's now going to space. And I thought this was amazing all around. It tells you never, you know, stop dreaming, never stop believing. That's what it told me.
Not only that, it goes to show you that his art was not only a reflection of his struggles, but it connected with so many people that NASA, Blue Origin were like, we have to get this man to space. What happened to him in the 60s wasn't right. His art has touched so many people, and it's because of the pain he went through. And now we got to right that wrong. And I think it's a really inspirational story, Tim.
Bars by JP.
Bars, Kendrick Lamar. Before we get to our last inspirational story of the day, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening, think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Being on my third week of running, and I've been consistently doing it, so I'm definitely thankful for that, for being consistent.
Consistency is key to success in life. I'm grateful for friends, because if you don't have friends, you don't have loved ones, what do you really have? Not much. Speaking of friends, my next inspirational story is about Mr. Shukla. He is from India, and in 2012, he had an experience that changed his life. He saw the forest, and I have the pronunciation pulled up, Chatuska. Chatuska is 1,071 kilometers squared, biodiverse rich square miles of an Aryan forest in the Chhattisgarh state in India. It is massive. Humongous forest the size of, like, it's India. Could put a lot of states in it, probably Texas all the way up to North Dakota. Now, this area, since it's such a large forest, has been, for centuries, has had the same tribal people live there. Not only is it beautiful, it's got elephants, bears, leopards, wolves. It also has coal blocks. A lot of valuable coal is there. Now, India is the second largest consumer of coal after China, and these deposits are very highly valuable. So even though the government said, oh, you can't mine here, of course, sometimes that's not how business works. And so businesses were already sectioning out lands, like, okay, we're going to go over here, we're going to chop down the trees, we're going to take down the forest, we're going to get the coals. Doing this would remove all the tribes' people. So Sukla was like, oh no, we're not going to let that happen. So at the time, he's 31, and he is not rich. He does not have a community behind him. All he has is love for the forest and its people. So he goes around to these communities and tribes, and he realizes they've been reached out to by all these businesses, and the businesses are telling him, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to pay you, not realizing how they're going to take their land away and uproot their whole culture. So he talks to him about it. He's like, asks him these questions, goes to another tribe. And what he ends up doing is he ends up connecting everyone. Because if you're going to fight back and protect your culture and protect your forest, you need the whole group. You can't have tribes infighting. He brought them all together. And for the past 12 years, they have been protesting the government, protesting the businesses. And in one instance, they had a sit-in. A coal company was going to come in. They were going to chop it down, avoiding the government regulations. He brought whole tribes together, and they sat down in the land. And they're like, we can't kill these people. So they left. He ended up protecting the forest. And now there's been another government law passed where it's completely illegal to mess at all with this forest. And so one man changed everything. And he just ended up winning the Green Nobel Peace Prize, called the Goldman Environmental Prize, all due to small steps started back in 2012. It's been a long 12-year fight, but he's took a stand and he made a difference. And if that's not inspiring, I don't know what it is, but I read it and was like, definitely talking about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
I think it's really cool when individuals believe in something so much and they don't have anything to hold them back. They just truly are going off their belief. That they just go. The amount of change that he made is going to last for lifetimes. And I just think it's so cool that he started off with no strings, like Pinocchio with no strings. I'm a real boy and here we go. You know what I mean? It's amazing to me.
Perfectly said. Was not expecting the Pinocchio reference.
My bad, man. I got kids. Disney Channel Plus, all that.
I have not seen Pinocchio in
There's 93. So many remakes.
Maybe.
There's so many remakes. That's the best one still, but there's so many remakes now. Woo. Three came out in the last like 3 years. It's been wild.
Interesting. Now, this forest has no strings to hold them down.
Take that, world.
To make them fret or make them frown.
I wasn't expecting that.
That's about all I got from Pinocchio. I think there's something that has no strings on me. Anyway, do we have a quote before we get out of here?
Be so good, they can't ignore you. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.